It's Unpacking Peanuts, fun size.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Wait, is that a spider on your shoulder? Oh, April Fool. We are here to give you a little surprise. We're going to start something new today. It's the first ever April Fool's present. I'll be your host for the proceedings. My name is Jimmy Gownley. Joining me, as always, are my pals, co-hosts, and fellow cartoonists, Michael Cohen.
Oh, that's me.
And Harold Buchholz.
Hello.
We're doing a short version. Liz is here, too. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
So we decided to give you guys a little something. Rather than an April Fool's Day prank, we're giving you an April Fool's Day present. Although I realized right before we started recording this that you probably still think it's a prank and you'll be on edge for the entire thing waiting to see if, in fact, it is a prank. So that in its own way is a prank. So enjoy. Guys, do you have any April Fool's Day stories or memories or favorite April Fool's Day carols to discuss before we talk about this amazing strip?
Well, I do have a question that's haunted me my entire life. Is there an apostrophe in fools or not?
Or is it fools with an apostrophe after the S?
Ooh. I think it would have to be after the S. Harold would know. That's
Is it the fools own the day, or is it a day to make fools of people in April?
That's a really good question.
Someone's got a Wikipedia that we should have prepared for this, guys.
Oh, we're ruined.
Well, anyway, what we decided to do, we're going to read it. Probably, I would think, well, obviously, one of the top 17,000 peanut strips of all time. We're going to read it and we're going to discuss it for you as a bonus. So how about we just get right to it?
Sure.
That's a yes. Okay, great. April 1st, 1979, we start with, it's a Sunday, and Linus is looking off at something. He looks very excited. He goes, "Is it? It is." Then his hair stands straight up on end, and he goes, "Wow." Then he runs to his sister Lucy, saying, "He's coming, he's coming." And Lucy says, "Who, the Easter Beagle?" And Linus says, "No, not the Easter Beagle." And Lucy says, "Who, the Great Pumpkin?" Linus, now they're both running to see what's going on. Linus says, "No, no, no, not the Great Pumpkin." And Lucy says, "Well then, who? Who's coming? Who's coming?" And in the final panel, we see it's Snoopy wearing a weird hat, some weird glasses, a rubber nose, plastic ears, some gloves, and human feet on his rear legs. And Linus points at him and says, "The April Fool," which Lucy does not look thrilled about. And then we see Charlie Brown in the background saying, "Why can't I have a normal dog like everyone else?" Well, I mean, I think like when the final books of art are written, I imagine this will be the cover image,
you
right?
Think so?
This is.
I read this a couple of years.
Yeah,
ago.
Oh, yeah.
No, a couple of months ago when I read it, and I just went, "This did not happen." I denied.
Yeah, Snoopy looked like one of them Picasso drawings.
I think it's like, hey, you know, he starts, hey, this could be great. This could be another thing. And then he like does that little drawing of Snoopy like in a notebook. And he's like, "Oh, it can't be a thing, but we're we'll do it once."
Yeah. Are there mugs and T-shirts and amazing Japanese three-dimensional statues of this?
There's apparently going to be a 4.5-hour Zack Snyder film just about the April Fool. So there's going to be that.
We'll see. Right. Dollar Tree, you don't find that gigantic April Fool's select section like you do for other holidays. It's just one day that people will not go either side of it. You know, even St. Patrick's Day led out into the beginning of March, but April Fool's Day has stayed pure.
It stayed pure because no one understands it. You can't change it if you don't understand it. I mean, is this universal? Do they have April Fool's Day in Botswana?
You know what? We're on the internet right now. I'm going to go look it up and I'll answer all these questions for our fine listeners. Or at least.
And there is not agreement. Most people are saying you put the apostrophe after the S there is an apostrophe, but I don't know. It kind of feels like you shouldn't have an apostrophe. Well, it could just be about April Fools.
Yeah.
They don't have to own it.
Well, no one cares enough because the Wikipedia says April Fool's Day apostrophe or S apostrophe, but then it says also called April Fool's Day apostrophe S. By the way, aren't you thrilled we gave you this bonus episode? My
I know.
God, are you people lucky?
How generous.
Well, our original idea for an April Fool's episode was to talk about Mary Worth.
Oh, that's right.
Or Nancy.
Without any explanation whatsoever. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm still confused because we're all April Fools, aren't we?
Aww.
We all are in heart. Well, here's some questions. Here's some tidbits before we wrap this up. Armenia, they have it. And you say, something unreadable to someone who only speaks English, which just means the 1st of April. Come on, Armenia, get it together. In Germany, I don't even want to read what they do in Germany.
Hey, we might have listeners in both Armenia and Germany, so be careful what you say.
Oh, and then in Iran, it's called the Lie of 13, but it's
what?
In Ireland, it's traditional to entrust the victim with an important letter.
What?
To be given to a named person. That person would read the letter, then ask the victim to take it to someone else and so on. The letter, when opened, contained the words, "Send the fool further." Ireland. Wow. My people.
That seems like a specific one you could catch on to a little
instantly?
More quickly.
There's actually...
Oh, no, I'm not taking that letter. All the post people are like, okay, we're not working today.
Yeah, there's a
national holiday for postal workers. Right,
there's a Boy Scout trick. I do this Cub Scout for their magazine, and it's like when you go to your first jamboree, they send people around saying, "Look for a left-handed smoke diffuser," or something like that, and they sell these little kids running around, and which doesn't exist. It's just waving your hand in front of the smoke. So that's the kind of level of comedy that this inspires around the world and in various organizations.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering whether the Wikipedia page is prepared for stupid people coming up and looking for answers about April Fool's Day. And it isn't actually true.
Oh, see that? Well, there's something for you guys to do out there with your free time. Go in there and edit the Wikipedia day for April Fool's Day.
Yeah. And if you're looking for false information, just go to any site on the internet.
Like unpackingpeanuts.com.
Yeah, we don't know what we're talking about.
We do not.
Things up.
Hey, but we're grateful that we have you guys. So we thought we'd give you this little present. That's really all we have. So come
back.
And
we're grateful for Mary Worth.
Oh, we love Mary Worth. You know what? June Brigman is drawing Mary Worth, or was last I checked, actually. She's a great artist. So there you go.
That's my
tip for you.
And our real episode will come out tomorrow.
All right, so we'll see you characters tomorrow. Till then, be of good cheer.
Be of good cheer.
Yes.
Yes.
Be of good cheer.
Yes.
Be of good cheer. Or don't be of good cheer.
Whatever. We're not the boss of you.